From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Recently, Pinellas County Congressman David Jolly asked for and received an earful from dozens of military veterans. He invited the vets to his office in Seminole, where they shared stories of their experiences within the VA healthcare system. Jolly serves on the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and he said he would take the veteran stories back to Washington, D.C., with the aim of improving the system based on what they had to say. WUSF's Bobby O'Brien has this report.
Dressed in a blue polo shirt inscribed with Tin Can Sailor, USS Noah, Navy veteran Robert Berry patiently waits for Congressman David Jolly to finish a radio interview before stepping up.
I am the president of a reunion association for a Navy destroyer. We served in Vietnam in 69. We were in a place called Queen Anne Harbor in Da Nang. We are trying to get the ship qualified for Agent Orange.
Okay. Berry opens a notebook filled with letters, photos, and copies of the ship's log.
These are pictures of Queen Anne.
Okay.
Where we pulled in. We worked with swift boats while we were there. This is their base.
Right.
We have submitted this information, including our deck logs. We've submitted signed affidavits from all of our officers stating that we were intercoastal waterway and boots on the ground and firing missions and everything.
Have you ever used a congressional inquiry?
No. We've been submitting these things into the VA, and the VA, for some reason or another, is losing the information. We've submitted it four or five times.
We'll get the inquiry done in the next couple of weeks. Well, I'm happy to do this for you.
What will you do for this that can help expedite it?
It's exactly why we're having a day like today, because I want to get information from people who have had trouble getting a response from the VA, a substantive response. And so my job as a representative is to demand a substantive response from the VA as soon as possible.
Well, if we can get this ship qualified for Agent Orange, this means that we have 15 different diseases that these guys are covered for.
Sure.
360 men that served on this ship in Vietnam.
Okay.
And there's quite a few of them that are sick right now. And if we can get this, just get our name on this list.
The only challenge here is going to be getting copies of all this.
I have all copies for all of these.
Okay.
I can hand them to you right
okay.
now.
All right, good. Yeah. Well, I'll get a letter off to Sloan Gibson here in the next 2 weeks.
Sloan Gibson is the acting secretary at the Department of Veterans Affairs. As soon as the congressman finishes with one veteran, another approaches.
Hey, Sir David Jolly. Nice to see you. Is there an issue we need to be working on with you?
Al Kelly hands Jolly two well-worn pieces of paper, a discharge form and a citation for the Silver Star.
I want you to read that.
Okay.
I want you to get those commendations on there. But this is my brother-in-law, and I'm here to speak for him.
Okay. Tell me about your brother-in-law then. I mean, I just saw the record, Silver Star.
Record?
Yeah.
Okay. 45 years of untreated PTSD. He ended up in prison. He did 23 calendar years locked up.
So when he attempted to receive care after he got out, what was the experience?
The process was so long, but I filed for him in November. And he had received no letters, no nothing saying that they were going to treat him or anything.
Kelly said 6 months lapsed and his brother-in-law was never contacted by the VA. He had an incident with a girlfriend, was charged with a parole violation, and put back into prison.
And we'll need your permission, but if you'll leave copies of this, and if you'll meet with one of our staffers, we'll follow up. We'll get on this, and I'll follow up with you.
All Kelly wants is to make certain that his brother-in-law gets treatment for his PTSD as soon as the Silver Star recipient is released from prison. Kelly and Berry are no different than hundreds of thousands of veterans across the country. Veterans looking after veterans, determined to get them the best of care. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Seminole.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.